Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, it has been a milder morning. We had a mid-20s when I was out for my walk today. I got so used to the zero and the temperatures at about that time that this felt almost like spring. Mm. We are in for today and tomorrow warmer temperatures, probably above freezing, almost 40 degrees. Monday, on the other hand, starts to turn cold again, and I'm one person who would just as soon see it stay cold the whole time, but we have no control over that. A little comparison, I mentioned last week how at a year ago we had mild temperatures. We had not yet received the freeze-up. Well, a year ago today, it was pretty much starting to freeze up, and the temperatures were starting to drop. However, by this time a year ago, we had still not had any sub-zero temperatures at all. Well, at my house, so far this year, we've had 4 days of zero or below, and I'm sure many areas up your direction have had much colder than that. Mm. So we're off to an early start this time around. The snow cover appears to be lasting. We're going to get through a couple of days. If these mild days were to continue for a whole week, we'd probably lose it, but a couple of days like this, we're not going to. But the snow so far has been a powdery snow. It has not been sticky at all. Now, with these warmer temperatures, it will get more sticky. And for anybody who wants to get out and build some snow sculptures out in the yard, this might be the time to do it. One thing of interest this week, we had snow. Our first snow that came and lasted was on the 10th and the 11th. When depends on where you are, but in our immediate area here, we got about 8 inches of snow. Many places to the south of us got a bit more than that. We certainly did not get what the UP got, and in some of those regions there. There was a Weather Service article yesterday claiming that some areas near the border, near Ironwood, had received over 80 inches of snow already. Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's all the lake effect. Well, we haven't gotten anything like that, but we did get a nice snow cover, and it's been sticking with us. Now, one of the things I love about the early season snows is that it's just absolutely wonderful for animal tracking. It may be the best tracking of the whole season. There's a couple reasons for that. One of them is that it's not really that cold. A lot of animals are still active that become inactive a little bit later. A good example are bears. Also, in addition to that, the snows are not real deep, and walking through the snow is relatively easy for a lot of these animals. And then, thirdly, is that the snow conditions itself is such that you can see the tracks pretty well. I like to see it out on top of the ice of ponds and swamps and lakes. And anyway, we had that for about a week, and then the tracks get old real fast. There's always a set of tracks laid down, and then the next day or two, something walks right on top of that. And so it gets a little bit filled. Well, to deal with that, we get a new snow, and that happened this week. We did not get very much, but on Wednesday, Thursday, we had about another inch and a half of new snow, and that covers it all. I always told my students it's kind of like erasing a blackboard and starting all over again. You know, you get a brand new scene, and so yesterday, I was out onto the lake and swamp and checking the snow conditions and checking the tracks, and sure enough, there was just plenty of them out there. Lots of activity. I think we have some critters who are adjusting to the early freeze-up. I came across one case where the beaver lodge had frozen up, and the beaver had its cache of wood partially taken into the lodge, or partially taken underwater, but a good amount of it was not, and so I think that beaver may be suffering before the winter is over. Followed mink tracks, I followed fox tracks, I found fisher and weasel and deer and squirrel and on. All the critters are very active. As I said, this is maybe the best time of year to see the animal tracks that are out there. Remarkable thing, every time I get done with that and I find 10, 12, 15, or whatever kinds of critters tracks, I stop and think how many of the actual critters themselves did I see. Hmm. Yesterday was a good example of that. Except for a deer and except for squirrels, I did not see the critters at all. But thanks to their tracks, they let me know they're there. Other things of note, the migration of Hawk Ridge is continuing. The Hawk Ridge people continue the counting all through the rest of the month of November. There isn't much as far as numbers go, but there's some very interesting birds that come across this late in the season. Bald eagles, golden eagles, red-tailed hawks, rough-leg hawks, goshawk were all seen coming across this week. In addition to that, the finches keep coming through. During my walk this morning, I saw two flocks of pine siskins. Yesterday, pine siskins came to the bird feeder, also a goldfinch. Earlier in the week, we had purple finches at the bird feeder. The one finch we have not yet seen that I really look forward to seeing is redpolls. I haven't even seen them at all, but they are around, and lots of people have been reported seeing them. Redpolls, as far as similar to pine siskins and not so much the goldfinch, but those two especially, the pine siskins and redpolls, when they first start coming down to us in the late season, like now, before we get too cold, they don't go to bird feeders too much. They pretty much go onto birches and alders, and that's where they find their seeds, and that's what the flocks I saw this morning were doing. It's only later in the winter that they start coming to the bird feeders in good numbers and do so consistently. I usually count on red poles coming about the first of the year. And I would like to see them, though. I would like to see them, even if they're not at the bird feeder, and I haven't seen them at all yet. Other things like pine grosbeaks are showing up, crossbills in some cases are showing up, and even some bohemian waxwings. This is not too early to start looking for the winter owls. There was a report in Aiken County of a snowy owl, but not too much otherwise, but it's still a good time to get out and take a look. Also, there are times when other critters come to the bird feeders. I've been seeing every night, not a single exception, every night since I started putting out food on a platform. I have a platform attached to a tree that I put out the food for at dusk, and not a single exception, every night there has been flying squirrels come to that, and I think the most I saw at any one time was four. They become very gregarious when they're hungry, and I have seen as many as 15 at one time at the at the feeder. People are always impressed by flying squirrels, and a lot of people say, well, I've never seen such things, and apparently they're not very common. Well, it turns out they are real common, but we don't see them because they are nocturnal, almost 100% nocturnal. They're just amazing animals. They have huge eyes. They have the fold of skin that goes from the front leg to the back leg, and though they don't fly, they do a heck of a good job of gliding. And then they steer with this flat tail. Now, imagine doing all that in a forest at night and going between the trees. They're just an amazing animal. And if it weren't for feeding them like I do and having a floodlight out to be able to see them, I wouldn't realize how common they are, but they're definitely out here. So the other things of note, of course, we have still plenty of berries. I was just looking out this morning at a crab apple tree in my backyard, and there was a pileated woodpecker that came to visit it. If you have crab apples, they're always good to look at this time of year. There seems to be a lot of critters that are interested in going after the crab apples. Not as much high bush cranberry or hawthorn, but boy, they sure seem to go for the crab apples. Something else to be of note, this is the days continue to get shorter. We are now sunset at 4:30, and we have sunrise after 7:20 now, approaching 7:30. So days continue to be short. It is about one month from yesterday, where we have the winter solstice, and of course December is the darkest month. November, it looks like we're going to continue. We have more snow than normal, but we have less precipitation than normal, and we are considerably below normal in temperature. We're almost 5 degrees below normal so far. So, it's going to be a Thanksgiving weekend, and by the next time we talk, we will be right at the end of the month of November. So enjoy it, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County, where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.